Colossians 2, 6, and 7. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow Him. Let your roots grow down into Him, and let your lives be built on Him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Overflow with thankfulness. Would you pray with me? Father God, as we look into your word tonight, we pray that our hearts, our minds, our ears are open for what you have for us. Father, I pray that anything that is of me or is of this world would fall to nothing. And God, that anything that is of you or in your spirit would find its way into our hearts and lives for your glory and the advancement of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So thankfulness is one of the states of our heart that's pleasing to God, right? Thankfulness pleases God. Ephesians 5:20 says, "Give thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." For everything. Colossians 3:15-17 says, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And then 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. God likes it when our posture is a posture of thankfulness, when our heart is in a thankful state. And I think real thankfulness comes when we realize our position. We recognize our status, that as believers we have been forgiven, that we have been renewed. We're thankful when we recognize our need for God's faithfulness in our lives. And when we have such joy because of that, that it can't help spilling out onto other people, overflowing with thankfulness. And it's interesting, according to our scripture tonight, that the thankful life comes out of obedience. It says, "And now, just as you accepted Christ as your Lord, you must continue to follow Him." It's obedience. It's rootedness. Let your roots grow down into Him, and let your lives be built on Him. From this we find that our hearts were overflowing with thanks for all that God has done. The passage seems to say that the deeper we go into Christ, the more thankful we become. And as I thought about that, I thought about, where does our thankfulness come from? What does it come out? And I think there's different levels of that, right? I mean, for some people, thanks, when we express thanks, that can be a habit, right? I mean, you walk to the store, somebody opens the door, and you're like, "Oh, thank you." We don't think anything of it. It's a habit. And habits are good. There's nothing wrong with Thanksgiving being a habit. We need to have good habits. It's not a sin to be in the habit of thanking people for the things that they do. It's not a sin to be in the habit of thanking God when we sit down for a meal, right? Some of us, that's a habit. We sit down and, oh, we're going to give thanks for this meal. Thanksgiving is, it's not bad that it's a habit, but it's much more than a habit. You know what I'm going to do? I know my way around one of these. There we go. Being thankful, can we stop and thank Jason and the worship team tonight? There we go. That's a blessing, brother. Thank you. Thank you. So expressing thanks can be a habit, right? It's also a courtesy. When we give thanks, it's a courtesy. We expect others to be thankful, right? And it's okay for others to expect us to be thankful. It's valid. It's etiquette. We call it, it's good manners. God expects us to be thankful. Surely He has a right to expect us to extend him the same courtesy that we would expect people that we run into, right? To fail to thank God would be rude and thoughtless. Thanksgiving can come out of a place of courtesy. Thanksgiving can also come out of a place of worship. It can come out of a place of worship. And not even strictly Christian worship, right? There's pagan worship that thank their gods. We find many examples of that through history. And as Christians, we see it in the Old Testament. We see it in the New Testament. We see it in Jesus. Psalm 106, praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. The New Testament is filled with examples. We find them in the life of Christ, the life of Paul, and in the life of the church. Our own worship experiences. We sing songs of thanksgiving, don't we? Grateful heart. We sang tonight, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. We say thanks in our prayers. Preach sermons about thankfulness. Thanksgiving is part of our worship. Thanksgiving can come out of worship, but it can be deeper than that. Thanksgiving is faith, right? Expressing thanks is faith. We're thankful. We're believing that past blessings have come from God. We believe that past blessings have come from God. When we're thankful, we believe that the present blessings that we have come from God. We're acknowledging that he provides for us. Thanksgiving is believing that future blessings God. Expressing thanks can be an act of faith, but it can go even deeper than that. Expressing thanks can come out of a place of love, right? Love means we don't take the gifts that we receive for granted. Whether they're from the Lord or from our loved ones, thanks is not taking our gifts for granted. And when we give thanks out of love, we never take the giver for granted. Right? Did you hear the story about the gal that was going to the shopping mall and she was in a hurry? And she pulled and the lot was packed. And she's driving around like, Lord, I'm in a hurry. I need a parking space right now. Well, she didn't get the words out of her mouth, and right by the front door, a car backed out, and she whipped in there, and she said, oh, never mind. Sometimes we take the giver for granted. Sometimes we take the gift for granted. But expressing thanks can be an act of love. And I like how James says that the word of God is like a mirror, and I hope that that's what this is tonight. It's an opportunity for us to look into this and maybe do a self-check and see where our thanksgiving is coming from. Boy, are we just thanking the Lord out of habit when we sit down and have a meal? I mean, it's better to thank him out of a habit than not to thank him at all. And it's better to thank him from courtesy than to not thank him at all. It's good to thank God in worship. And it's better to thank him from faith, but the best of all is to thank him from love. So when we look in this mirror, where are we at? Thanksgiving is something we can practice, right? We learn it young. What do we tell our kids? You know, somebody gives our kids, we say, what do you say? Right? Sometimes with my kids, it was, what do you say? What do you say? Boof! What do you say? Right? And that's okay as kids, but as believers, we shouldn't have to have the Holy Spirit saying, okay, what do you say to the nice God? Right? Thanksgiving should come from our hearts so filled with gratitude, so filled with thankfulness that it's overflowing, that our thankfulness is spilling over on the people and the situations around us. When we're thankful out of love, that's expressed in our words. So I encourage you tonight, see where you're at. Take your thanks to the next level this Thanksgiving season Amen.